depth is always a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the coaches feel comfortable as far as who we have now. I think they're always going to put us in the best position to have success. So I'm really not too worried about that. Obviously, depth is crucial, especially in the NFL, especially at our position. But I think that what we have now, I think they're comfortable with, and they're on their P's and Q's as far as what they need us to do and what we need to do.
Travis, do you feel that you're a better blocker? And is that maybe the only thing that's been limiting you in terms of being in every down tight end?
I do. For me, honestly, I feel that I am a good blocker, especially in space. With Coach Pope's technique, obviously, because I'm going to be blocking a lot of, pretty much every defensive end I'm going to block, I'm going to be undersized. But with technique, obviously, I can make up for that. And I'm willing to try it, and I'm willing to do it. I'm excited about it. It's a challenge for me. I look forward to challenges. So.
Blocking in space really means usually you got to be on the move a little bit. But
yeah, I mean, I'll do that. That's what I did a lot last year. A lot of people didn't even realize that. But until you sit down and actually watch film, you really wouldn't be able to tell that I was a good blocker. And as far as the why stuff with not moving, I just have to get my technique right. And it's not something that I've done a lot the past 2 years. But Coach Pope has definitely brought a technique towards me that definitely make it a lot easier as opposed to blocking in college.
So you're getting opportunities to line up as a traditional tight end now, in addition to being like a move back.
Yes.
And you're getting more comfortable with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think there's
the size is all
Go ahead, Zach.
The size is all you're talking about. You know, you're not 6'6". Is that overrated as a tight end?
You know what? In some instances it is. If I get on the line and I have to block a 350-pound defensive end, I think then it is. You never know. I mean, like I said, a lot of it is technique, and it is hand placement, it is leg placement. It's a part of the game, you know what I mean? Obviously, I knew coming in the NFL that I was going to be undersized, but it's a part of the game, and like I said, I'm going to try to excel on my technique and go along with that.
I think you were listed at 239. What are you actually?
I'm about around at 237, 238.
Is that big enough, or do you think you need to get bigger?
You know what? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I said again, a lot of it is technique. I would say, pretty much. It's about technique and just me having the right placement, me getting off the ball faster than him, and all that kind of fun stuff. So,
do you feel now, because they lost, well, I never had Boss sign, but Boss and Patrick are now gone, do you feel like you have to now elevate your game a little bit because there are fewer tight ends in the game?
I do. I think that Kevin has left a mark, kind of set a level. As far as the last past couple of years, as far as how a tight end should play here. And I'm willing to try and attempt to do that. Personally, I feel that if I know what I'm doing I focus and study, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to do that. Obviously, Kevin has done some amazing things here. But like I said, it's a new year, I'm going to definitely try and pick up where he left off.
Can you be used in both spots as a tight end and H-back or what?
Yeah, and that's a part of the tight end. That's a part of what makes our position so unique. Is it's not just one position. It's a wide. It's coming out of the backfield. It's in a slot. It's out wide, on balance. So whatever position, whatever personnel is in, it's going to probably most likely be a different position.
Do they want you to bulk up a little more now? Or?
They haven't said anything yet, but... no, they haven't said anything
yet.
Do
you expect them to say something?
I don't know.
What's your weight right now?
Like 237, so.
Yeah, well, they just told me they want you 280.
280?
Yeah,
well, I mean, I got to better stop feeding me this healthy stuff then. Give me Snickers and chocolate ice cream bars. And
yeah.
Let me stop before I get a little excited over here.
So, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'll give you some money.